You know, I want to say thanks again to our sponsors, Arias Medical Staffing, for bringing you this show. They just like to find physical therapists' jobs. So where do you want to go? So how about this? Sign up at ptpinecast.com, and Arias is going to hook you up with a $500 gift card to Southwest Airlines. Where do you want to fly? That's because Arias can get you a job anywhere in the U.S. So hit ptpinecast.com. And then decide where you want to go when you win. All from our friends at Arias Medical Staffing. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com.
Today on the show, we talk to Ed LaCara. Ed is a specialist in helping athletes recover quickly from injury and return to activities they love. 16 years of clinical experience as a strength coach, chiropractor, and athletic trainer. We got into IASTM and pretty much just Ed's journey to where he is right now, including all the bumps and changes along the way. So take a listen and follow him online at themovementbasedchiropractor.com. Ed LaCara on PT Pinecast.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pinecast.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist Jimmy McKay.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Next guest on the show today, we're talking about IASTM. This guy's got a rich history in movement, in rehabilitation, and strength and conditioning as a former Division I wrestler, Ed LaCara, on the PT Pinecast. Ed, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much, Jimmy. Pleasure to be here.
Well, we had something in common. Weren't you just out at my alma mater where I went to PT school?
Man, you're like a rock star down there. Your stuff is everywhere. People are just talking about you. It's amazing.
So you guys do a lot of instruction all over, and we'll get to your specific background in a second, but we'll talk about smart tools and why we guys have you on the show. Is I wanted to talk a little bit about IASTM, and you guys have a little bit of a different view, a different model, a different way of doing things, which is, that's just evolution in anything. And you were given a class at in the Northern Virginia area at Marymount. And who were some of the people that are at the classes besides obviously students, because you guys did it at school, but who else are you guys getting there? Because you're a chiropractor and I'm a PT. We're supposed to hate each other, right?
That's right. Yeah, we hate each other. There's not enough patience for all of us with
I know.
Total injuries, right? So normally we'll get a mix of physical therapists, massage therapists. We'll get chiropractors and athletic trainers. Those are usually the main attendees to our courses.
Gotcha. And so let's talk a little bit about your background. You are a Division I athlete. Wrestling, that's not an easy sport to do at the college level.
No, it's not an easy sport at any level, really. It is a one-on-one, mano-a-mano, let's get after it. But it takes speed and strength and conditioning and endurance and all of it wrapped up into one and some grittiness. So I love it.
Yeah, I was out. I was out in like sixth grade. We all tried it once and I was like, yeah, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to try a different sport.
Actually, that was probably really smart.
Yeah. So besides wrestling, where'd your background into this movement science thing that we do? We call it a bunch of different names, but after wrestling, you know, how'd you get into this whole field?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. My junior year in college, I was wrestling in a tournament up at Oregon State, and I tore my ACL, PCL, and LPL.
Ugh.
And it was just awful. And it pretty much devastated me. It was like, you know, one of the things, I was the captain of the team. I had people that looked up to me. I was doing pretty well. And all of a sudden, you know, the 6 hours a day that you spend training and looking at film and lifting weights and running and having fun with your teammates, all of a sudden you have this void. And I really just wanted to get back on the mat as fast as I could. I was told that I had to have surgery, that was the only option. But my athletic trainer, my chiropractor, and my strength coach all kind of worked together to get me back wrestling within about 4 months with a very large brace. I ended up having surgery, but it kind of just showed me, that experience really kind of showed me that, you know, you can do things without the medical model. And that's kind of how it got influenced into going to chiropractic school, so that I could do hands-on manual therapy, see people off the street, and just help them get back to activities that they love.
You kept going, though, besides that, right?
Yeah, for sure. I wasn't able to work in the athletic training room as a as an intercollegiate athlete, so I started working on my hours when I was in chiropractic school, I'd already gotten my CSCS because I was doing an internship with women's basketball at during my undergrad, and I was a frontline medic in the Army. So I was kind of like already kind of into medicine, strength and conditioning, rehab. It was all just kind of playing its toll. I'd worked as a strength coach for 24-hour fitness. Everything was just kind of pointing me towards my career, which was really just helping athletes get back to activity as soon as possible.
Yeah. And then you went on to get something else that I think is really helpful in this medical field or rehabilitation field. You got an MBA.
Yeah, well, even before then, I got a PhD in sports medicine, and then got board certified in strength, sports and in rehabilitation. And then, yeah, I just finished my MBA a couple of years ago to try to really look at the business model after I had kind of exhausted the clinical model.
What was the trigger for that? Because we see more and more, even students in PT school, just because that's where I was, thinking about doing something there, either an MPH or an MBA. What was the trigger for you? Because you were kind of doing it, you know, before it was cool.
Yeah, right. I was paying the tuition before it was cool. Well, I had an offer in 2013 from the CEO at the time of 24-Hour Fitness to join his leadership team. And in order to do that, I had to sell my practice in the San Francisco Bay Area and leave a hospital. I was at the Veterans Administration in Northern California. And so I made that decision. And what I realized is I didn't want to be just the science movement nerd in the corner. I wanted to sit at the big boys table and make decisions for a big company. And so that's when I started the MBA.
I think we need more and more of that. You know, I mean, just this political climate, I promise I won't get political. But the funny thing is, I'd like to see more people who have science backgrounds in politics. And I liked what you just said there. You wanted to be at the big boys table. You know, you wanted to make evidence-based decisions in a boardroom. And to be taken seriously, you went ahead and you said, hey, you know what? Maybe I need to get my MBA. So you went and did it. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks. It was definitely a challenge trying to work and do all those things. But it was very beneficial. It taught me a lot about me and myself. And we were able to help during my program some educational partners in Dubai and Australia. So it was a very cool experience. Met a lot of really cool people.
Yeah. So you teach all over. I mean, you go all over the place. What are some lessons that you've learned and some cool places that you've been that you've picked up and been able to use in your practice, either in the boardroom or with a patient?
What I think is amazing is every single time I go out and teach, I learn something from the people that are in my classroom. I mean, you can always get exposed to new things. People know things that you're just clueless about, and it's very humbling. But it's great because I can always pick up stuff and then bring it back to my practice in Denver and apply it the next day as well. So I mean, I've been to Dubai, I've been to Australia, I've been I'm on my way right now. Actually, I'm at the airport going to Madrid. Then I'll be in Rome the following week. I've been all over the U.S. and Canada, Mexico. I mean, I've really been very, very fortunate and blessed to be able to kind of spread my mission and then expand my reach by teaching others to treat others or teach others.
Yeah. I think that is cool. I think that's really the goal for a lot of people is to get in that situation, but you got to earn it. Want to make sure people can get in touch with you, and that is themovementbasedchiropractor.com, also edlacara.com.
We tweet, we post, we snap, we Insta. Online on all social media platforms at PT Pinecast.
Want to say thanks to Fox Rehabilitation for bringing you the PT Pinecast. Fox Rehabilitation is a clinician-owned and operated professional practice of full-time physical, occupational, and speech therapists across 15 states with more than 950 clinicians. Combined, we have more than 200 years of clinically excellent leadership. Our mission? To rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people, empowering our people to facilitate and provide clinically excellent care to our clients, allowing them to achieve what they once thought impossible. Are you a fit for Fox? Find out at foxrehab.org.
The PT Pinecast is powered by Smart Tools, the next generation of instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization. The fastest growing approach to IASTM is Smart Tools from high quality American-made tools. Smart Tools. Find them online at smarttoolsplus.com. the Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry.
Brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
It uses data from the profession
for the profession
to help you elevate your patient care, visualize your value, and define your future. The Outcomes Registry collects and aggregates electronic health record data from practices to help physical therapists make well-informed clinical decisions and track clinical outcomes against nationwide averages. By joining the registry, you'll gain a critical tool to demonstrate the value of physical therapy. It's easy. It's fast. It's the future. Find out more online now at ptoutcomes.com.
That's ptoutcomes.com.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry.
Brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. You've got, you know, board certification, you've got a business mentorship plan, education, and you're also working with smart tools. I want to talk about that for a little bit with Ed LaCara. The website there is smarttoolsplus.com, some IASTM. Is that something you use on a pretty regular basis with your patients?
Yeah, pretty much every single patient. I use some sort of soft tissue technique in conjunction with skeletal or joint technique. You know, being a chiro, mostly manipulation, grade 5, and mobilization. And then also the neurological component using kinesiology tape and exercise. So every patient gets some sort of soft tissue technique, whether it's instrument-assisted soft tissue, manipulation, is it dry needling, is it cupping? It really is a matter of patient preference. You know, I kind of look at Sackett's leadership in the evidence model world, where evidence-based medicine is a component of three things. The best evidence, patients' wants and needs, and then also clinical experience. So I like to have a lot of tools in my toolkit so I can approach every patient individually. But I would say that 95 to 100% of my patients have some sort of instrument assisted done to them in a treatment plan.
And being somebody who just graduated a year ago, still finding my way in this field, if you were to, you know, describe what IASTM is to someone who's in school or maybe thinking about it, so someone who isn't necessarily comfortable with it, how do you do that? How do you describe it?
Well, I would say the first and foremost, the reason that I really discovered it was using instruments to do what your hands can do and maybe even better. And for somebody that's been in practice for 17 years and using my thumbs and my hands on patients, they get tired and,
yeah,
and my thumb hurts. And so you have to start looking early on in your career, in my opinion, on different ways of getting the same outcome or better outcomes, but not necessarily just using your hands, because you'll wear yourself out. And so tools allow us to do that. They allow us to get into the soft tissue, not only deeper, but probably more comfortably. And really the way that we differentiate ourselves is we don't think that you're changing the mechanics of the tissue. Really, mostly, there's a small percentage of that you do, but mostly we're affecting the nervous system.
Yeah, using with that big ball of nerves in the head, the brain, which we find more and more as we look into the research, is that's the way to go.
It is, absolutely. You know, you create this stimulation to the mechanoreceptors underneath the skin and in the soft tissue and fascia. Your brain creates some sort of reaction around it, normally in a positive way if you do it right. And then you get increased range of motion, decrease in pain. Now combine that with some corrective exercise strategies and some other things that get the patient actively involved, and your outcomes are improved, in my opinion.
I like that approach. You know, what you had referenced earlier is that Sackett's, you know, best evidence, clinical experience, and the want, and that third one, which I think might be the most important, which is the wants and the needs of the patient. I just like that. I think that's something really good to walk into any patient scenario with that in your brain.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's, everybody's always kind of fighting me. It's usually people think it's all about the science. It's all about the science, or it's all about the clinical experience, or it's really not. It's a combination of all three. And, you know, just for a new person coming right out of school, you got to rely more on clinical, you don't have the clinical experience. You got to rely more on the literature, and you got to rely more on other people's experience that are maybe in your clinic or your instructors until you gain that experience. But you can always look for the patient's wants and needs, because so much of healing is psychological. And I know people are going to hate me for saying this, a placebo effect. Me
sure.
Getting my hands on you, there is a huge placebo effect. And you've got to have the confidence in the tools that you're using. And if you do that and you get people better, who cares what the reason is?
Right. I mean, people will debate here and there. And believe me, especially as somebody who's only a year out of school, you know, I want to be really good. But reading about people, you know, speaking negatively of the placebo effect, it's like, well, why not? If you understand that it is there, we found through science that the placebo effect is real. Why not use it? Because the person's coming, they want to feel better. You know, as long as you're not selling snake oil, right? I mean,
even if you're selling snake oil, it's going to get the person better and they're back to their normal activities and you do it in an ethical way. I mean, really, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I had one of my best friends, a physical therapist in the San Francisco Bay Area. He's a rock star therapist. He's been doing it as long as I have. And we had a conversation at dinner a couple months ago, and it was just like, you know, so many modalities get people better. How do we really know it's the modality, or is it just the person or the provider that's got the experience with it and the confidence in it that exudes that on the patient, and the patient just believes it?
And then that brings the brain back into it, their brain
into it. Yeah, right. And you know, we all kind of know that, hey, patients that pay cash and don't have to go the insurance route or aren't on workers' compensation or aren't on a personal injury get better faster. People that get engaged and are in active therapy get better faster. So all these little components can just get better outcomes, get people back doing the activities they need to do to be healthy.
Yeah. Want to talk about Smart Tools, who's nice enough to be a sponsor of the show and helping us bring this program to you for free. Nick Colosi, he was the guy who was co-founder of Smart Tools. I love stories like this. He was in chiropractic school. Halfway through, he wound up developing golfer's elbow himself. Treated with a bunch of stuff, and then somebody used IASTM on him. Boom, he felt better. And then he decided, why can't I do this? Because, yeah, a lot of the times you have to pay close to $3,000 for the education and tool combination, but then he went out and started a company. So I think that's a great story. I love stories like that.
Yeah, it's an awesome story. And I think one of the biggest reasons that I love working with Nick and his family, because it is a family-owned, small little mom-and-pop organization based out of Ohio, is that there's always going to be two things that occur from the companies. Number one, it's going to be American made. And as an Army veteran and somebody that's had numerous, you know, family members go to war for us and fight, I just really believe highly in keeping things here and making jobs in America, keeping it on our soil. And number two is you're going to get a very, very high quality product at a very affordable price. And hopefully I can help bring some education behind it that helps with the programming and the way that you apply it to your patients. So that's why I really love being with the team.
Yeah, it's a cool story. So yeah, so keep going. He goes to get his own IASTM tools and education, realizes it's close to $3,000. His father and uncle, as you mentioned, the family affair, they'd both been in the steel manufacturing and fabrication business for, you know, 60 plus years or something like that. He just goes, hey, can we do this ourselves? Can we do it better? And then they did the thing that a lot of people don't do, which is they went and did it.
Right. Yeah, they went and did it for sure. Yeah, Nick tells the story that he kind of woke up one day, looked underneath his bed in a shoebox, and he had like $5,000 in there from tool sales. It's like, you know, this is a lot easier probably than seeing patients one-on-one. And so he did go into practice for a little while, but he kind of gave that up to kind of run the company as it's gotten bigger and bigger. So it is a pretty cool, funny story. And it's, you know, it's just a very high quality product, and very proud of it.
Yeah. So check out the website, smarttoolsplus.com. As we mentioned at the top of the show, you just did a class at my alma mater. So there are student discounts available as well. And you can find out, you know, where the courses are, because it's not just the tools, it's the education as well, at smarttoolsplus.com. Talk a little bit about the approach and what makes Smart Tools different than other companies.
Yeah, so it's, you know, I think when you look at different companies that offer IASTM, and there's a lot of great companies out there that have tools and education, I think the biggest differentiator for us is that, number one, we're FDA approved. That goes a long way when both working domestically and internationally, and getting into hospital systems, and just giving us some credibility in the market, and especially since being such a young company, only a couple of years old. And then from a programming and education standpoint, unlike what you see on social media with, you know, lots of bruising and lots of bleeding under the skin, or petechia is what it's called, you don't really get any of that with our techniques. We're primarily focused on stimulating the nervous system. You don't need a lot of pressure to do that. And so it's a very low pressure, kind of taking a little combination of pin and stretch technique and Rolfing technique, and combining it and putting it into using it with tools.
I like it. I like it a lot. Check out more information. I like your website, and here's why. when I go to a website, I don't want just you know, the glossy picture. You guys give a down home story about the company, about IASTM, about your approach, and then once I've decided I want to go a little further, I can figure out where the courses are. So I like that a lot. So check it out, smarttoolsplus.com. Ed, your website, themovementbasedchiropractor.com, and on Twitter as well, at Dr. LeCara. That's Dr. LeCara.
This is The Parting Shot.
Powered by Optum Manual Therapy.
Taking the orthopedic clinical specialty examination? To pass the OCS, it's important to understand clinical prediction rules, clinical practice guidelines, and recent research. Optum Manual Therapy has the premier OCS prep course that gets you from start to passing step by step.
Test out three free study guides right now at OptumFellowship.com.
Every episode that we record is a pint, Ed, but before we're done with pints, we do shots. If you've got one parting shot of wisdom to leave with the audience, what should they take with them into their practice with patients?
I would say is just care. It doesn't really matter what modalities you choose. Things are going to resonate with you. But just care about your patients. Make sure that they know that you care. And when you care, you can really make a huge difference in somebody's life.
Ed LeCara, find him online at themovementbasedchiropractor.com and part of Smart Tools, smarttoolsplus.com. Appreciate your time. Literally about to get on a plane and go out there and just teach some more IASTM around the world. I like it.
Yep, got to spread the word.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Our home on the internet.
PTPinecast.com.
Created by BuildPT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.